yesterday in Topeka from one Kansas lawmaker. So the Speaker of the Kansas House was talking about a variety of things, but also where they stood with the star bonds. And as you guys know, there was initially a deadline that they had, as a legislative body, had basically said, hey, whether it was the Chiefs or the Royals, the star bonds, the deadline is December 31st, 2025. Obviously, that was last year. It's now January 6th of 2026. And there was the Chiefs deal. We all know that happened. The Royals still have not decided what their future is. But Hawkins, who is the Speaker of the House, said, we put an end to this time about the Royals and Kansas. We put an end to it on December 31st. Believe me, I was not kidding when I said that. We've gotten a speedway that's been paid off. We have the whole Legends area that never would have happened. And look at all the money that has come out of that. Now, he said that the deadline has passed. Now, you and I both know, I think just like Missouri all of a sudden could end up going back to the East, you know, village site, even though it never happened and was moved at the last minute. Things can change. It's never done. But that's pretty telling that it sure sounds like, at least publicly, that the state of Kansas, the LCC committee and everything, they got the Chiefs. The money is there for the Chiefs via the star bonds, and they're not pursuing the Royals anymore for a variety of reasons. And I think one of it is they got one of the teams, and they were pursuing both because they wanted to make sure they could get one.
I got to say, and yeah, it makes sense to pursue both because you weren't sure where you were going to land. This makes a lot of sense once you saw that price tag for the new stadium out there at the Legends area. Because once I saw the amount of money and the size of the district needed in order to get the Chiefs the money needed to fund 70% of their stadium project, no offense, and I'm not even saying it's like, I'm not calling Kansas broke because they're not, but like, could you do that twice? I'm not saying it costs a bit, but like, can any area? It's the single largest contribution an area has given a professional sports team in American sports history. I don't think you can just do that twice. So to me, this is less about the, like, they missed our hypothetical deadline and more about the fact that we landed the bigger fish and we're sorry, but we're no longer interested. Now what becomes fascinating to me is what the hell is the Royals pivot? Because yesterday, Q's back on social media saying, we're begging, we'll give you East Village now. And I want to be very clear. I think Q was a big reason why they moved off of the East Village site.
Just, we're obviously talking about Mayor Q, not Matt Contreras, who got an extension.
Mayor Q. I think, was part of the decision-making body that forced the Royals out of the East Village site and instead to the less preferable site over there at the old KC Star building. And so when all that happened, I think Q and the people that he is associated, you know, like the people who are a part of the decision-making because the powerful people in the city didn't want it in that location for a variety of reasons. And they helped push the Royals to the other location that inevitably got voted down. The problem is no matter what the Royals do in Missouri, they will need a vote. How are they going to convince, and is losing the Chiefs enough to convince, the people of either Jackson or Clay County to help retain the Royals? Here's the thing about Clay County. I think it'd go a lot of the way that like Kansas would. If you put a vote in Clay County, I think it's got a better chance of passing than in Jackson. And that's because Clay will see it as a new toy. Gold, you had said that if the Chiefs had just cut you a bill, said, hey, Gold, $100, get the Chiefs where they're going to go. $100, please. You just pay the bill. I think that the people of Clay County, who have not had a team like that, would probably view it similarly to that, and there'd be a better than not chance they would vote for it. Can the Royals win a vote in Jackson County? Because what other choice is there? If Kansas isn't going to take them and they fail another vote, then you and I have to have real radio conversations about them leaving Kansas City, right?
Yeah, so a couple things with what you said there. Like, I would agree that I think the end result of all this, if it ends up being one team stays on one side of the state line and one team, of course, stays on the other, we know the Chiefs are head to Kansas. That to me, going way back, was the best result for the financial reasons that you pointed out. And also, you and I are both big believers in downtown baseball. We have said that since we've been doing this show for a long, long time. So the idea that now it maybe is a little bit more likely that that's in play again, I'm excited to hear that. I think the problem still, and the question that we don't have the answer to, is does it require a public vote, Cody, if they go to downtown KC Mo? You're saying that you think it's more likely it passes, and I don't disagree, but it's definitely not a sure thing.
Oh, and, no, that's and, definitely
and,
not what
and
I'm
so,
saying. No.
And so do likely. You want to, are you willing to risk that? But I, by all means, am an advocate for downtown baseball and this entire thing. I would love it. Some people were mentioning the Speedway, and I was just reading a quote from Dan Hawkins. So
Is the Speedway not paid off?
People are mad about me saying the Speedway's paid off. That was a direct quote. I was just quoting the Speaker of the House. It is not fully paid off, but don't get mad at me. I'm just reading his quote. As far as the Clay County stuff, Cody, yeah, the issue there, we go back to the tax base part of it. Is there a large enough tax base to support it?
Well,
what is that tax rate going to look like?
Here's how this works. It's got to go very similarly. And look, we asked these questions about Kansas. You know, we found out, it was like, you and I did the same thing. Is that district over by Legends big enough to pay for the new Chiefs Stadium? No, it's going to have to extend way into Johnson County in order to do it. Clay County is going to have to, not roll in Platt or whatever, but they're going to have to like make the tax half cent, slightly more, and they're going to have to make it all a Clay County. They're going to have to extend it. They don't have the population base of Jackson.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's maybe a third.
If the stadium's going to Clay County, they don't have star bonds in Missouri, so they're not. They're not going to lump in another county. But it would have to be a much higher tax rate than the 0.375 that Jackson County had been doing all these years.
It could be 0.375 because 0.375 covered both teams. But it might be...
Population's way less, though.
It's about half. So, if you think about the doubling of the money at close, it might be a half cent gold. It might be slightly more than that. The question is, what is Clay County's? Now, I'm curious. 913-586-7965. If you live in Jackson County, or if you live in Clay County, would you vote to approve it? From the 816, Royals have my vote if it's East Village. Chiefs original plan
sucked.
That
was always the best site. The East Village was always the best site going way back.
Of course it was!
It was the best site.
Look, I'll be honest. Let's take the part that you and I know is a point of contention and is more than fair, like money being taken away from Wyandotte County for other reasons or this or that. Let's just talk purely location of stadium and divvy of who's paying for it as far as residents go, because the billionaires are going to pay for themselves. They should, but they won't. So let's move on from that for a minute and just talk about location. To me, this would be the dream scenario. Royals end up downtown in the East Village and the Chiefs are out of the Legends. And Kansas pays for one of the teams, and Missouri pays for one of the teams, or at least, counties in those states. Great. That sounds awesome.
That's the idea. Knowing what we now know with, the Chiefs are going to Kansas, that's not happening. So knowing that's happening, sure, that's the best result at this point. And I even think from the beginning was basically what we might end up seeing play out with the downtown baseball stadium.
Might be worth having someone on from Clay County, because I was thinking more about that sales tax thing. Because more than fair gold, because of the population, it is a bigger crop. How much of that can be eaten up versus the initial vote now that Missouri does have some funding to keep a professional sports team in place that was approved, right? How much money do you think that they can get from Missouri, I guess, to keep them in Clay County and siphon off or lessen the burden on that? Look, I don't know. I hope that this leads to either downtown or Clay County. I hate it and still do hate that 119th site. I think it's a stupid site for a baseball stadium, and I hope it never goes there. Not saying I wouldn't go to a game or it wouldn't be a beautiful stadium that I would enjoy physically being in. I hate the site. I've hated the site from the beginning. You've never liked the site. I hope it doesn't go there. I hope it goes downtown. Yeah. And if
that's
not,
still my
I'll
preference.
Take Clay County.
Still my preference is downtown baseball. Always has been.
Nah, see, the text line's opened this up. Nashville Royals has a nice ring to it. Come on, let's not do that. It's not. We don't have to be there yet. It would still have to figure
out. It's a Kansas City ownership group. I'm not worried about that.
When the hell are they going to make a move? Here's the problem. I think they were really trying to maybe make a move on Kansas, and then the Chiefs jumped the line.
Well, there was also a holdup, as I know Fesco's reported a lot on it. There was the holdup with some of the land issues in the J and the campus around that 119th and Null site.
So it's, but now, when are you planning on making a move? Like, if this were a dating situation and you were interested in the girl, slowest move of all time. What are you thinking? We'll be kind of friends for 2.5 years and one day she'll just wake up and decide you're her dream man? I don't feel like that's a good approach.
I mean, there's been flirting going on for a long time.
My God.
I mean, there's been going on for a bit.
And they haven't even so much as held a hand, it seems like, up to this point. I guess they got to a vote. So they at the very least,
I think they've been sleeping around a little bit. I think they've been sleeping around a little bit.